go, operator.
Joined.
Carol.
Joined.
Morning, Cheryl here, or evening, Cheryl here.
Danny.
Joined.
Hi, Danny. Cheryl here.
Hello, Cheryl.
How are you this fine evening for you, morning for me?
I'm busy at work right now printing out flyers for the company. So, taking a moment's breather while I'm watching the machine run out of ink.
Isn't it annoying when, you know, paid employment interferes with our voluntary lives?
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? Cheryl, who else do we have on the call?
At the moment, just you, me, and I'm assuming Tanya, the operator.
Joined.
Good morning. Who's this? Oh, sorry. Hello. Who is this?
It's Sebastian. Hello.
Hi, Sebastian. How is your voice holding up?
Not better than this morning, but that's okay.
We need to be gentle with Sebastian. Danny, he's bordering on laryngitis, so we'll try and encourage him to type. On that topic, Sebastian, if you have Skype open, could you open the summit chat bookmarked conversation and just ping me? Thank you, because as you know, having...
Done.
Thank you, dear. Excellent. Danny, are you a Skype user?
I am not.
Oh, well, the IRC typing that goes on with these meetings will have to be transcribed across to you some other way. We find, particularly when we're dealing with multilingual channels, that having a synopsis or just brief points running on an IRC, and in this case Skype channel, is useful, and also it allows us to say hello, goodbye, and I'd like to speak to this matter without people crossing over. And you get large numbers on these calls. So on Skype at the moment, I've got Matthias and Frederick, Sebastian and myself.
Well, we shall have to consider the Skype proposition.
Well, Skype or read whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're in a jabber room or whatever, but it's also quite useful, we found, to have an archive, I guess. We forgive each other for bad typing and bad spelling, and we tidy up the spelling if we ever need to move conversations across.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Good morning, Gareth.
It's good afternoon.
Now listen, me and the Antipodes here, I'm allowed to tell you that I'm already on the 24th.
Oh yeah, I know, it's morning for you. Very early morning, I suspect.
Oh, yeah. The sun is about to come up soon. And I notice Rudy is also on Skype. Has Rudy joined us on the call yet? And Andreas is on Skype. Has Andreas joined us on the call yet? As Vanda.
That reminds me to start up Skype myself here.
You seem to be question marking in my list at the moment. key number, okay. Pin is 1,
Cheryl, this is Tanya. I'm still trying to reach Hawa and Vanda. Are they on Skype?
Vanda is on Skype, definitely, so she should be ready for a call.
Okay.
Let me.
No, she's writing that she will not be able to join.
Okay.
Vanda will not be able to participate. Please accept. Apologize. Thanks.
Okay.
That was Vanda, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't see Hawa on Skype, so you might try dialing out to her.
Okay, let me keep trying Hawa.
Thank you. Although, let's face it, they might be sick of us by now, Tanya. They spent several hours last night.
Maybe so. Let's see. Hold on.
For everybody else's benefit, it is only 6 hours since we had our executive committee teleconference, so some of us feel like we've just had a long coffee break rather than anything else.
Andres Piazza.
Hello, Andres.
Joined.
Hello, who is that?
Hello, this is Andres.
Hello, Andreas.
Hello, Cheryl.
Frederick Tabuden.
Joined.
Hello, Frederick.
Hello.
Hoping that Darlene and a couple of the original team will also dial in. I might just ping Darlene and see if she's joining us. Just while we're waiting for our couple of people that I see are at least their computers are operational in Skype, whether or not they are is yet to be determined. I might draw your attention to the Excel spreadsheet with the slightly updated figures that's been provided by Nick. Is everyone on this call able to look at that document, or have they received that document?
That's the $722,000.
That's the one.
This is Gareth. Yes, I've seen it.
Wolf Ludwig.
Okay. One.
Joined.
Hello. Who is that?
Hello. Cheryl?
Hello, Hawa. Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. What is the teleconference now? Which conference?
This one is the summit.
What?
Yeah.
Sebastian, can you?
Hawa.
C'est
la conférence à propos du sommet des ALS. Pour préparer la réunion de Paris et ensuite le sommet qui pourrait avoir lieu à Caire.
C'était programmé?
Oui, c'est programmé.
Je m'excuse, j'ai pas.
Et comme tu es membre du Executive Committee, toutes les conférences te sont programmées. Donc...
Okay. Bon, moi je vais m'excuser ce soir, hein. Je pourrais pas du tout, je suis en train de servir à manger, j'avais pas programmé, pas du tout. Je présente mes excuses.
Il n'y a pas de souci, je vais te faire.
Tu me tiens au courant?
Oui, mais je pense qu'il y aura des choses sur Skype, et sinon je te
voilà,
tiens.
Voilà. Dès que je finis, peut-être je vais vous rattraper sur Skype.
Oui, t'embêtes pas, je pense.
C'est complètement sorti de ma tête. Ou bien c'est la conférence de ce midi qui m'a un peu perturbée, je ne sais pas, mais je ne pensais pas qu'avoir programmé deux par jour.
Eh oui.
Allez, à bientôt okay. Aussi, ainsi qu'aux autres. Hein.
Oui.
Merci.
Ok. I have to translate. Discussion we have with her was that she will not be able to stay with us because she was cooking for families and but she will join us on Skype later on and she will keep track on what we would say.
Thank you, Sebastian. Perhaps I can ask you to ensure that you capture key points on Skype. For that purpose, because chairing and typing, possibly I may miss one or two things.
Okay.
And we do need Howard to stay up to speed. Okay. Now I'm expecting Nick to be on the call. Matthias, are you here? I know Frederick is here. That is Matthias here?
Cheryl?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, this is Matthias. I'm on the call.
Ah.
I was just muted.
That's all right. I thought there was a little delay. I was about to type at you, so that is good. Okay. We've taken a few minutes now then to introduce ourselves as we've come in. But Matthias, if you can capture a list of participants, as you have for recent meetings, directly off wherever the magic happens in the Adigo portal, I think that would be the best way. I am a little concerned that Darlene has not as yet been able to join us, but indeed I'm hoping that she will, because she's Evan in surgery today. He is an apology, so we need to note Evan's apology. I would like to have had some of the feedback from North American and the original planning committee.
Cheryl, can you speak up a little bit more? I have difficulties to follow you.
Okay, I will. Is
it's
that
the
better?
Same to me, Cheryl.
Okay, is that better?
Thank you.
Yes, this is better, okay. Yes, definitely
better.
No problem. Sometimes I think I'll slow down as well. The very late night or very early morning calls, which I do from my house, I perhaps don't project quite as loudly through the headset as I could, mainly because four or five other people probably don't need to know all about it. But I'm perfectly happy to keep it at this volume if that works for you all. Nick is about...
This is great now.
Excellent. Nick is about to join us, so as soon as he joins us, we will start the meeting formally. Just to recap, I'd like to ensure that everybody on the call has received and has had the opportunity to look at, because we will be discussing the recent budget Excel spreadsheet that Nick has recently distributed.
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Joined.
To be late.
Nick.
Welcome. It's definitely one of those days for me.
Okay. Well, both Frederick and Matthias are here, so we have now, in the absence of Darlene, who is on Skype, although not showing as available, we will begin the meeting proper, and that includes our item number two on the agenda, which is minutes of the previous meeting. I'll ask, first of all, is there any errata or issues with the recorded minutes of the previous meeting that anyone would like to raise? we do need to read them fairly carefully, as we discovered last night in our, earlier in our EXCO meeting. Occasionally there are errors in dates which occurred. We had a deadline that was a month earlier than the meeting that we were having in minutes we were reviewing last night. So it is important that you take a moment or two to look at the summary minutes. As the first item from the summary minutes involves the update of budget, if there's no errata or issues that need to be included in the summary minutes from last meeting, I'll suggest that they be properly recorded as a true and accurate record of the meeting, and we'll move to the first matter arising, which is indeed the budget related discussion, and assume that the ATLAS, ATLAS budget recently distributed is available to everybody, and that they also are able to look at the original budget, which is indicated budget V2(1)_SVT, which was the version discussed in our last face-to-face meeting in New Delhi. Before we open for general discussion on these comparative figures, I feel it's important to point out to all the recipients and discussion people here that one of the big differences between the recent ATLAS, ATLAS budget and the earlier one is that the current ATLAS spreadsheet has not removed or subtracted or had sectioned out the already existing cost for ALAC, RALO Secretariat, and the regional attendees of the ALSs in Africa removed from those figures. I think it is important when we are looking at the specifics of the budget for something as vast as this summit proposal that we look at the existing budget costs for the meeting and the additional budget costs for the meeting, and there we will see an increase, but nowhere near as marked an increase as doubling, which we would if someone looked at the some 300,000-odd requirement from our earlier model to the 7.722. And I'd now like to ask anyone to speak to the specifics of that current budget.
Well, I would have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Join.
I would like to have some questions to Sebastian to have an idea, to have a comment from his side, and what, according to his previous proposal, are the main changes compared to the recent proposal. And after that, I would have some questions for Nick.
In fact, I would suggest, if I may cut in there, that first question should be addressed to Nick as well, because he was tasked with costing in the specifics of the meeting and facility costs, technical interpretation costs, meeting rooms, and making the costing on per diem and accommodation fit with the Cairo model. I think I've answered your first question, but I will hand all of that over to Nick now. And might I just ask that perhaps with the exception of me, because you'll all be totally bored and absolutely used to my name, if I say my name every time I speak, could we try and identify ourselves when we're asking a question for the record, unless, of course, I have said over to you, Sebastian, or thank you, Gareth, or thank you all for hello, Danny, which allows the transcript to identify who is saying what. Go ahead, Nick.
I'm first?
You're first.
Okay. Well, what on the first tab, as you'll notice that there are two tabs now, and there was only one before. The first tab in the previous proposal, of course, because it was based on Paris, it had and it was based on happening in this financial year, which has budget provision for 35 people to attend each ICANN meeting from the community. The budget was split into two parts. And Sebastian, please correct me if any of the anything that I say about this is incorrect, because I know we worked on it a couple times together, and then separately you did most of it. So because we don't actually know what precise assumptions related to regional and other travel the new budget will have, which doesn't mean anything bad. I take pains to stress that we just don't know. And I was asked by the staff to treat this as a separate special project, and then, there's actually duplication at this point, just so that everyone understands. In the budget worksheet that I put forward to the staff, I prepared that worksheet as if the summit doesn't exist, and at the same time, I prepared the summit not relating to the budget for the at-large communities. That is to say that in the community budget, I put in the provisions for travel to the meeting that have been the case for the present this year, but I also added in, as requested, that there should be the opportunity for the two regions that ICANN is not meeting in to meet. So obviously, if the summit does take place, then it's quite possible that someone will say, okay, well, since the two regions who do not have, this is an example, by the way, this is an example of what could be said, but is not necessarily certain to be said. It could be said, well, we're going to do the summit, therefore, the two regions who needed a meeting because there was no ICANN meeting in their region next year will have that meeting, but it would be part of the summit. So the main at-large budget will not need provision for those two groups of people to meet separately. So because of this, I simplified the way in which the summit is presented to simply show all of the different regions and the participants from the region, and then below it, the facilities and meeting costs were provided
joined
by meeting staff. And you can see on the second tab the estimates that were provided by the meeting staff based on the assumption of the structure in the proposal that was put forward to the board in February.
Thank you for that, Nick. I'm sure there will be follow-up questions, but if I may paraphrase, if we were to look at the two budget Excel spreadsheets at the moment without those riders and explanations, we would be guilty of comparing apples and oranges, not apples and apples.
True.
We need to be very aware of that. So now I'll open up for questions.
Danny with a question.
Go ahead, Danny.
Nick, the technical and interpretation values are based on 2 days in Cairo. I'm assuming the summit is longer than 2 days?
Well, there has been the suggestion that it would be 2 days. There has been, in the proposal, the summit is presented as taking place over 3 days, but as part of the ICANN meeting. I have made an assumption that it partly overlaps with the ICANN meeting, and obviously, of course, this is entirely up to all of you as to how it actually works out.
Okay, because, so budget figures may have to be adjusted upwards then if we go to the 3 day.
Well, if you would have a different cost if you had 3 days that were not at any that were in advance of the ICANN meeting. For example, if part of the meeting
Joined.
Takes place during the main ICANN meeting, it may be that the room that is needed on one of those days, or some of the rooms that are needed, would be available because they would be factored into the overall meeting.
Okay, thank you.
But like any forecast budgeting, we are always happy to have actual costs come down. We can't afford to have them go in the other direction. Any other questions specific to the new budget? Go ahead.
It's Wolf. I have some more questions.
Go ahead, Wolf.
If I'm looking to the budget proposal of Nick on the B, the figures he mentioned here, regional chairs 3, regional secretariats 4, Uralo 21, Afrolot 12, I don't repeat the rest. These are the actual assumptions for participants from regional chairs, secretariats, and the RALOs, Nick, you considered. Am I right?
Yes, though I note that those numbers are the same as they were before.
Yes.
Okay. The basis was Delhi.
Was Paris was the previous assumption.
Okay.
Can I raise a couple of pedant points? Because I'm like that, as you know. We need to change the tag name of the first tag from @large_Paris to @large_summit, which I've done on my copy here. And I would very much like to have the breakdown numbers that we did for presentation to the board in New Delhi also extracted out. This means, I guess, probably another whole alternate sheet in, so you'd have the facilities and interpretation, the one we have now, and one that says, here are the summit-specific additional costs. So that we don't, when this goes up onto the wiki and is open to wide and public scrutiny, look like we have somehow moved from some, what was it, 379,370 dollars of additional budget to more than, well, about twice that. Knowing that people tend to just look at bottom lines and not analysis.
Just to make sure I understand, Cheryl, are you saying that we need another summary tab which has the assumptions as if, for example, one region would be hosted at that meeting anyway, and
exactly.
ALAC and secretaries would be traveling
is there
anyway?
Okay. I think that's very important.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, easy to do that.
Yeah, I've actually done it on my copy, and having looked at the numbers, believe me, you feel a lot more comfortable or certainly I'd feel a lot more comfortable with numbers that are additional or extraordinary funds, much more similar to what was on the original documentation.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
I may have cut across other questions. I will leave a moment now. If you wish to ping me or speak up now, I'll give you time to come off mute for any other questions and discussions on the new budget. Wolf, any further questions from you?
I would like to have a comment from Sebastian, if possible.
Regarding what?
Regarding his previous proposal, because he made the first calculation for the for a budget proposal we had for a daily already, and there are considerable differences compared with Nick's proposal, and to a certain extent I find both proposals consistent, but I didn't calculate all points, or I didn't check them due to plausibility in all details. I just had two pages one to the next and had a look on that, and Nick's proposal was more precise and was more brought down. But I don't know whether Sebastian had probably something in mind I didn't consider, and probably, I don't know, I guess Nick and Sebastian discussed before. Is there anything missing from Sebastian's point of view?
Wolf, I will be. I don't see very much differences in the overall organization and budget. You have to take few figures as the more important figures, I guess. It's the number of dates and nights people will spend in one or the other country. What is the cost of one night at the hotel, and what is the per diem? And the fourth information you need to have to build the budget, the cost of the transportation. And I can just say that I made a more precise try of the real cost for each continent, a little bit different than from the current proposal, because it's just one single price for everybody from all around the world except in
Africa.
I understand for Africa. I am not sure that it will be so much difference for some of the people who will have to come to Paris or to Brussels to go to Cairo, but nevertheless, it's a single point of differences. Once again, I think what is more important is to have a budget. What it's the envelope, it's the maximum one we need, because we will, I am sure that I hope that the price of the travel, for example, will be will be in total less expensive than the total we have here, but it's give us a good feeling, I am sure. And the other difference was already explained, is that I took all the costs of the budget already involved or already taken care by the current budget outside, because we were working under the current the budget of this year, and we wanted to see the what we need to add. Here Nick explained, and I think it's good way to see it, that it's a single project, and he had everything. Of course, one part will be taken care in the normal budget, but how he needs to build a new budget, it's one way to say that for the first meeting, it's not separation of the people who will be in any cases, and the other, he put together, everybody together. And I think also it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
This is Danny with a follow-up question.
Go ahead, Danny.
Are we looking at a budget that covers an event or a process? And I'm asking the question because Nick had forwarded a document prior to this meeting that indicates the summit process will call for the distribution of advance information to ALSs that will be subject to translation requirements. Does this budget encompass the translation aspects?
It doesn't actually encompass that because, for two reasons. Firstly, it's very difficult to envisage exactly what those requirements might be. One would have to know how many issues were being dealt with at the summit and how many papers were being sought and how many languages one wished, and one could assume three. I didn't do that. I can say that there are, I made fairly generous provision for translation for the community for next year anyway. So it may be that that would cover it. It's hard to say, I think, until the program is firmer.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
Any other questions or comments? I'll just let you know that seeing as I'm starving to death, I'm about to make toast, so I will be away from my Skype for just a moment. So you'll need to make yourself heard on the call rather than ping me if you have a point you wish to raise on budget. And we'll pick up anyone on Skype when I get back from the toaster. But assuming that we have agreed in principle on the nomenclature changes of the tab fields, the addition of another sheet which will allow us to compare apples with apples as opposed to apples with oranges, that this meeting can accept this budget as the preparatory one, which we will then go on and work with the financial people within ICANN from, and that I would counsel us all to stop calling it Nick's budget versus Sebastian's budget versus the cleaner's budget. It is the summit working group budget henceforth.
One question from Wolf. Sebastian, could you agree to that?
I guess yes, I could agree with that. We really need to have a common budget, and I think we will always have, we will be able to tune what it was done, but it's okay, and we will have to work from that to see how we will handle the overall budget and the possibility. But I guess Nick had everything we need to add to have a real complete budget.
Thank you, Sebastian. I will now propose to the meeting that at-large summit working group now endorse with the minor alterations and additions that we have discussed this current copy, ATLAF, as the document we will be going forward with. And I'll ask if anyone on this call wishes to object, firstly, to that proposal.
No, but in that case, I would like to thank Nick for the proposal he submitted.
Thank you for that, Wolf. And I'd also like to ask if anyone wishes to have an abstention recorded in the minutes on this matter.
This is Danny. I will abstain.
Thank you, Danny. That's fine. Would anyone else wish to abstain from the working group endorsement of this document as our going forward budget proposal? Okay, if I've skipped over anyone's opportunity to abstain, please feel free to send to the list or amend the notes, the summary notes, or make a comment to them. And indeed, if you're on Skype, make your views known on the Skype chat, and staff will pick up those views and ensure that they are incorporated into the summary minutes of today's meeting. That brings us on to the next matter arising. And again, if I can just have a sideline, Matthias, Frederick, Nick, we need to have concise matters arising and action items. This is, I know, read the dotted lines from what I've said at every one of our other meetings, and I know we've all agreed, but we need to see it here as well. So now, in the absence of a standalone list, moving down, we're looking at the question of the survey, and that survey, I believe, has been finalised. The question of whether to ask fellowship participants to fill in the survey is a matter for discussion from the minutes of the last meeting, and I would like to ask, first of all, staff, at what point are we at in getting this survey out, and secondly, the working group, what our question to whether fellowship participants should be involved, what is the answer to that question? So first of all, where are we with the survey?
It is expected within the next day or so back from the translators. It then will have to go to Big Pulse to be set up. We just did a much more complicated survey that has some of the same options for dynamic voting, but that took more than a week to set up. I think this will take much less time because we don't have scripts running from right to left, and we don't have scripts running up and down in Spanish and French. So I'm hopeful that within by this time next week that survey will be ready and implemented. And that's the real story there.
Thank you for that. The question.
It's Wolf. I have one more question.
Go ahead, Wolf.
First of all, I would like to thank Nick because what I have seen as the last draft of a questionnaire was quite convincing to me. But today I didn't have the time. I have to apologize. I was at meetings all day, and I only found it about half an hour before our phone conference started. There was another listing of open questions from Danny Younger. And I had a printout of that, but I didn't have the time. I didn't find the time within a half an hour to compare Danny's questions towards a questionnaire. And as far as I understood, Danny is on the phone, and I would like to ask him to orally now present his suggestions to us.
Thank you, Wolf. Just before Danny does that, and give him a microsecond to prepare, can I, before we deal with that, ask us to decide, are the fellowship participants, previous fellowship participants and current fellowship participants to be involved in the survey? Yes or no?
This is Danny. I was the one that made the initial suggestion. I'm prepared at this point to withdraw that recommendation.
Okay. Anyone else like to weigh in on that? My personal view is as wide an audience of respondents as possible is always a good thing. But if this working group wishes to leave it to the ALSs, and I'm assuming here we mean the representatives of the ALSs, but perhaps that also needs to be clarified. Do we also want the ALSs to ask their membership to look at the survey?
Cheryl, would it be possible to have this survey broadly distributed through the ICANN website to anyone that deems himself to be a member of the at-large?
I can't see a reason why not, and I'd certainly endorse that. Nick, can I ask you to respond?
Yep, that's the idea.
Good.
If you, Cheryl, and if you, Nick, are agreeing to that, because it was in my mind, but I didn't, honestly speaking, dare to propose this. But I'm perfectly satisfied if this is approved by you, Cheryl, and if this is approved by you, Nick.
Well, it needs to be approved by the working group, not any one or two individuals. But I now have my Vegemite on my toast, so I'm feeling much better anyway.
And we're feeling, and those of us who've had Vegemite are feeling much better that it's you eating it and not us.
I second.
I hope you mean the wide distribution of the survey proposal, not the insult to my national food.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to say make it so.
Klein Wächter.
Staff. But I will now return to Wolf's question and ask Danny to do a brief synopsis and bring us all up to speed on the points he's recently raised.
Excuse me, before going to that, I would like, I agree that we send this survey largely, but I think we need to keep track to the answer of one representative by ILSs, and not each one of them, we don't care, but a group of one per ILSs to see one if there is any difference, and as it's those people we will bring together, it will be easier to follow some specifics, if any, with this group.
I think that's a very good point, Sebastian, and I would ask staff, specifically here, Frederick, since he is the interface for the RALOs and the ALSs, that those metrics are tracked and that we ensure we get a response at least from each ALS.
Yes.
Hello, this is Wolfgang. I just wanted to say hello. I'm sorry that I was late.
No problem.
Welcome, Anna.
Welcome. We have both a Skype chat going, as well as, of course, the recording and the minutes of this meeting. I won't go back and go over what we've already
done.
We have closed our discussion on the new and current budget, which has now been endorsed with one abstention from this working group to be the document that we go ahead with. We have just had an update on the survey and agreed to get the widest possible audience involved in the survey when it comes back from translation using the Big Pulse tool, but to ensure that we get at a minimum a response from each ALS. And I'm now opening conversation to ask Danny to respond to a question raised earlier. Go ahead, Danny.
Thank you, Cheryl. Wolf, my email was simply answering the list of open questions that Nick provided. These are not new questions. They are simply my answers, and I look forward to seeing the answers on the part of the other Summit Working Group members.
Okay.
While I'm chewing my Vegemite, any other questions or discussions or points that anyone wishes to raise with regard to the survey? Okay, that then brings us on to the matter of preparatory meeting at Paris, during Paris. I note that there has been a very generous option for a time slot in the Saturday PM. Is that correct, Uralo? Which we may be able to have a internal ALAC at-large meeting, and perhaps if we can discuss that matter now, I'll hand over firstly to Wolf if he's still on the call, and then you continue your discussion whilst identifying yourselves for the record while I eat my toast.
Well, it's Wolf. I'm still very much in favor of this option. As you may have seen in the meantime, concerning the Saturday planning, I put two options in the wiki. And the two options are still valid in my eyes, or according to me, and I've not seen any comments to the two options. But I'm still in favor of the idea to have a space on Saturday for the summit working group to have a kind of prepcom on the very day. I'm not sure if anybody has seen this this proposal, this option I put on the wiki after our last phone conference.
I looked at it. Not that that really matters, but
I'm just unmuting to. To say yes, but I don't think we need to have a roll call of who has or who hasn't. I think what's important is that this call, this meeting, can agree to the usefulness of having the PrepCom meeting, and thank you, Ralo, for the generosity of the time they have proposed for us on the Saturday to do that. Ask Nick that, of course, remote participation will be something available for that. So those of us involved in this working group who are not going to be in Paris on Saturday can also attend and contribute. And most importantly, we need to ensure that the Skype chat is also open during that meeting PrepCom time so that we can have the continued bookmarked record of specific matters raised. Call for any comments on that, and then ask you to move to the second, which is public workshop planning for parrots. I'll go back on mute now.
So hello? The first workshop is on Saturday.
Yes.
It's still an option, Wolfgang, but we suggested to have a time slot on Saturday for a first prep meeting on the summit.
Okay. Unfortunately, I will arrive on Saturday late in the afternoon. Probably I will miss it, but, you know, go ahead with this, because if enough other people are there, so there's, I will then join the other one.
Just allow me a comment to Wolfgang's remark. According to the second option, I think you should have a look on the wiki. According to the second option, this event would be in the evening on Saturday. Assumed that we may have a board meeting of Uralo in the morning, having the General Assembly in the afternoon, then the only time slot we have left would be having the first summit prep com in the evening. So I would be very much in favor of knowing you being part of this first prep com if you would arrive in the evening in Paris, and if you could make it to join us in the evening.
Me? Yes, I would. My plane is around 7:30 or something like that.
Well, we could try to coordinate it with your timetable or with your travel schedule.
But okay, go ahead.
Okay. I've just noted, I hope, what is a synopsis of what we've just said onto the wiki. Read the prep com and the proposal to time put up by Wolf. Any further discussions or questions on a prep com meeting? For Paris.
Hi, this is Andre.
Go ahead, Andre.
I would like to put another concern I had to the prep com and also to the whole activities in Paris preparing the summit. It's the matter, the issue of broad participation from. Our, which are members of the working group. I told Darlene, I remember, and also Evan, and they are, it's a pity they are not here in this conference, both of them, but my concern was that as a member of Lacralo, speaking for me and perhaps for Sylvia, which is in the same situation, and other members of another RELOF, which may be in this working group, we are not attending Paris meeting, so I told everybody in the Skype line my concern about how efficient would be the public participation online or another tools, because in the daily meeting it was near to impossible to be hooked up to the meeting, and well, in this issue, I don't know which is the right proposal, but perhaps speaking for me and for Sylvia and other members from the RELOF, we would like to make we would like to collaborate with the working group, but we are not going to be able to Paris. So I don't know which is the way we can help the most. I would like to have a good channel of participation online or something like that.
Andreas, I think you are getting a standing ovation from everybody on this call with those points. But perhaps I can ask Sebastian to respond to how Paris is going to do a a damnably better job than the disaster in Delhi.
I will try to answer. First, on the internet connection and I guess, I am sure we will get a good bandwidth and good connection. And nobody with a trolley will be able to roll on the cables who was the link between inside the hotel and outside the hotel. And I think it will be better from that point of view. I can't answer to a specific question, which system will be used to have a participation, because you can have the best internet link. If you don't use the right tools to have this connection, you can still fail. And that's one subject we need to discuss, not just for the summit part, but for the overall meeting. What are the tools we will be using? I feel that Skype, it's a very good, it's quite convenient when you have a group of, I don't know, less than 10 people, even to speak, it will be okay. Then, because like that, we will be using the bandwidth, the internet bandwidth. But we have still to fix, to decide which tool we will be using.
Nick, can I ask you to respond in terms of a main objective for all of the at-large remote participation requirements for all of the ICANN meeting that we need to involve ourselves in Paris?
Well, I mean, for a start, that you can actually connect up and participate via a two-way teleconference link that is reliable. Connected to an audio system which is properly run, without feedback loops or other audio problems that make interpretation or understanding difficult. I'm going to try and ensure that the whiteboarding and audio conferencing tool Adobe Connect, for those of you who have who are familiar with WebEx. This is a similar product that ICANN has licensed, and it's my objective to see that we are able to use this in Paris, so that those who are remote from us will be able to see what is on the screen. But we will see. I will know. I spend the next from this Sunday, I'm in Marina del Rey until the 10th of May, and this is one of the things that I'm going to find out, if that will be possible.
I just want to say one thing on that subject, is that we put, and I guess it's the same in each ICANN meeting, even if, say, there's some trouble, we put a lot of efforts in having a large bandwidth for internet, and what we will using its telephone system, and the telephone system was never installed by or with ICANN. And we will use a telephone system from the hotel, and then we suddenly it happens that we are questioned and it's not working like we would like. It's a little bit strange for me that we are not using the internet tools and not the telephone tools. Because
Sebastian is absolutely right.
we put and the discussion. I participated to the discussion yesterday with France Telecom. There will be a very important bandwidth setup, but the telephony, nothing. Then we will use the telephony from the hotel. That's not. I think it's not the best way to do this type of work. We need to find a tool like Skype, WebEx, whatever you want, but let's start to use this type of thing, even in our meetings.
Well, this is the idea behind Adobe Connect, is it has a whiteboarding facility, but it also has audio conferencing built into it. And it uses the internet and also plain old telephone service, depending on what you need. So that's, yes, I'm with you, Sebastian, that presumably when one talks about the internet, one could actually use it to communicate. And hopefully the tool will be accessible.
Just to let you know, for example, tonight I am using Skype. I am calling to U.S. Free phone numbers, just because it's allowed me to have my two hands to do something else than to have my telephone on my hand. I know there are other solutions for the telephone, but it's cost nothing for everybody.
Yes, we must move forward to that, and I know that's part of the underlying agenda for remote participation and normal participation for ALAC, and I suspect the RALOs as well. So, I might just mention that I have recently trialled Adobe Connect in my own company because we have various site offices which are often only on dial-up and very poor 3G bandwidth universities and places where there is a lot of traffic and competition. And I found the Adobe Connect quite a satisfying and useful tool, particularly when compared with the multimedia options I've used from other tools such as MSN and even Skype. So I look forward to more on this matter and well in advance of Paris. Any other comments or questions? If not, then I think we need to move very quickly to the point of the public, or more to the point, I suspect, less public man in the street and more other ICANN constituency opportunities to discuss the summit at Paris. And Nick, have we had any success wedging a block of time of some 40 to 45 minutes or so out of the schedule, recognising that we are hoping to perhaps speak to the people organising what in my view is an extraordinarily large amount of time for an ill-defined topic, the workshop called IPv6 at large.
Well, as you know, that workshop is a particular focus of our interest for timing reasons, for hosting a meeting, not least because the other options later in the week are less good in terms of the other meetings that are going on simultaneously to them, but also I note that the working group desired that the public meeting to consult other constituencies should be earlier in the week rather than later. So I know you're supposed to talk to Izumi shortly, Cheryl.
Yes, I'm hoping Sebastian will be available for that because he is probably as mystified about that piece of planning in the Paris agenda as I am.
But I note that I will also, because I'm in Marina Del Rey, be able to talk to the IANA people about what they are trying to achieve with that session. I noticed that that is not the only IPv6-related session. They seem to be trying to do one for various constituencies, which I understand. But,
yeah, saturation marketing might be a useful tool in some environments, but I'm not sure it should be our priority in Paris.
Well, I will relay your views on this subject.
And
but really, in all honesty, it would be if we could put it in that slot, use some of that slot. It would be a good time in the week. It'd be very early in the week, and on many levels, it would be good.
Okay, can I ask for comments from the rest of the people, and others on this call, and assure them that we will be aggressively pursuing the option of suitable time early in the week for the in inverted commas, public workshop.
It's Sebastian. Just to say that I agree with the fact that when it's better if we do it as soon as possible, or in the beginning of the week. But we have to consider that the beginning of the week there are parallel workshops. There is no one single workshop for everybody. That means that it's just the people who would like to heard about the summit who will come. It's why I was more in favor to have later and to have in a single meeting with no competition with other meetings.
When might we find that opportunity? Sebastian?
Yeah.
Where would we find that opportunity of no competition in the Paris?
It's a proposal we made, and when we discussed last time on that issue, it was to try to discuss with Nick and with Karen about the meeting on translation, because it's 1.5 hours, and I still feel, even if it's a very important issue, that 1 hour will be sufficient, and then we could have 1/2 hour. But I didn't receive any feedback from Karen. I received one from Nick.
Karen sent something to me privately. He wasn't a great admirer of this idea. Aside from the fact that
I just wanted to say one thing about that. I fully support that you could be disagree with us. I have no problem with that.
No, it's okay.
But at the end of the day, we have to make choice, and it's for this meeting, as the decision was taken to shorten of 1 day or 1/2 day, it's more tricky. But I still feel, and you know, as much as I am involved in the question of translation, I share the last 2 meetings on that issue, I still think that we will not need 1.5 hours on that. And I know that Karen asked specifically for that time, and, but I think we need to discuss that maybe a little bit in more detail.
The other point I was going to make is that I don't, you know, to be honest, I don't think that you can do justice to the summit in 1/2 hour. I mean, honestly, I think the summit deserves more than 1/2 hour time slot anyway, even if you shorten the translation workshop to 1 hour. And that would be also only 1/2 hour and much later in the week. And I mean, I don't know what you all think. It just doesn't seem like a 1.5 hour meeting to me.
Well, let's find
out.
Too
important for that.
What does everybody think? Could I have people weigh in on the views on that system? Wolf?
Pardon?
Do you have a view on when we should be doing the public workshop?
Well, my preference would be to make it at the very beginning of the official meeting. But this is an issue we have to discuss in the planning committee and with the staff. But because it's quite difficult to prescribe it from an outside perspective, this means being not in the inner circle of the Paris Program Committee. And this is something which has to be sorted out by the staff and by Sebastian. But my preference would be clearly, if ever possible, to have it at the very beginning.
I support Wolf. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would be better than on Wednesday.
Yes.
That is my personal view too, Wolfgang, I must say. Other callers, would you care to weigh in on this discussion?
Sebastian, once again, I fully agree with you that it must be better to have it at the beginning. But that means that if we want to have that and to discuss that with better solution, next time ALAC at large must take some slots, even if they don't know really when and where, what will be in conflict with what. Because today, if you look to the schedule, it's not Saturday, it's not Sunday, Monday, you have a parallel workshop going on almost all the day, and Tuesday is the constituency day, and if we want to speak about that, we will have to go, and that's good, we will have to go to the constituency meetings and not to have one specific meetings on at large because nobody will come, and then you are on Wednesday, and on Wednesday it's all too late or too early, but it's quite difficult to find a meeting place during, because you have CCNSO and GNSO meetings this day.
Sebastian, I see your argument. On the other hand, you never have a chance to have really a slot, you know, which is just for you. You live in ICANN environment, always in competition with other meetings. And, you know, probably it's not such a big thing if we have two or three meetings in parallel, because our target is a special audience and not everybody in the ICANN community. So I could live, you know, with competitive workshops. On the other hand, you know, probably it would be a good idea to send, you know, to ask in all the other meetings of the different constituencies or councils for a special slot so that we can advertise the summit, you know, in the special meetings of the other constituency. So that means we hopping, you know, from other meeting to other meeting so that we reach out to the broader constituency of ICANN, which are not so closely linked to at large.
Wolfgang, I made the same proposal for the last part of your speech. For the first part, when we discussed last time, we wanted to have one slot where everybody could come, because we want to express and to discuss with all the constituency to have a real multi-stakeholders possibility. But if I understand that it's not feasible, then we can then decide to have a meeting in parallel with something going on in another subject, but it will be quite difficult. Because we don't want to do that in parallel with the new GTLD, I guess. We don't want to do that in parallel with the workshop on the GPA. And then in the morning of the Monday, you have three or four different workshop going in parallel. One business track, one IPv6. ICANN at large, one IDN CCTLD, and one on the operating plan.
Okay.
We can't add one more.
Yeah. Can I ask for any other comments before I'm not moving on from this topic? But I'd like to make a suggestion building on what Wolf and Sebastian have said just prior to this. Any other comments on this matter? Okay, well, coming back to the outreach effort with other constituency meetings, I'm wondering if it might be a useful way forward for us to establish a few key points, listing the aims and outcomes of the summit with some specific facts in something at about a postcard size document, so we can get three at least per A4 page, cheaply and easily printed off, and that we make those both as items to inform the participants at all meetings we hold between the constituencies, and to pass on to the chairs and leadership people of the other meetings and constituencies for note in their record should they deem it suitable, and that we can have available for general distribution during the Paris meeting. Would that be of any use?
It's Wolf. I'm very much in favor of such an idea.
I think we may get greater longevity from that type of approach than we would trying to herd a bunch of people who are already time poor and stress rich at a meeting into a workshop. I'm not saying don't have the workshop. I'm just saying we should also have a take-home message, and one that we can perhaps get to a wider audience as well. If we agree with that as a proposal, can I ask that some people put their names in for drafting of this? I would be surprised if this is the sort of thing that both the subcommittees would not be able to come up with a few points fairly quickly to contribute as content. And if I can ask that your two subgroups address this online between now and perhaps 10 to 14 days hence, I'm more than happy to help with, and I suspect others such as Evan would be as well, with the creation of making such an item look attractive and pretty. Danny, I'd appeal to you for input here as well, seeing as in your real life you're very good at making things look punchy and promotional and get the message across very effectively. And I'd be delighted if you might be able to contribute a little bit of energy to that. But if not, I understand we all have busy lives. And okay, if there is no further discussion on that, that goes as an action item, an ongoing action on us all, but particularly the subcommittee. I'm aware that we've run slightly over our normal time, so I would like to suggest that any other business, unless it is a matter of great urgency, go to our online discussion. And also, note that I was Skyped during this call by Darlene. Her apologies, so we need to note her apologies. She's actually very unwell at the moment. Very unwell. I'd like to propose that additional work and discussion from this meeting is taken online and call for any other urgency issues to be raised now. If not, I will be closing the call.
It's the paper sent by Nick asking some questions. If it's what answer given by my voice is too bad.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you repeat?
No,
that?
I will try to repeat. But Nick, you send us listing of open issue for discussion, and I was thinking that we will discuss that today, but we have no enough time. But how do you want to organize this discussion?
Are you asking me?
Yes, Nicky is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, really. I mean, it's kind of up to you. I offered to do this because I thought it might help, you know, focus the attention on some of the things that seemed obviously to be sorted. But some of them are content related things, and some of them are logistics things. And,
Can they be addressed in the two subgroups then?
Yes, it's Wolf. Please allow me a comment. I've seen it in the evening, and I didn't have the time to read it in detail, but I wish to send my comments to that tomorrow. And I would like to suggest that we do this online starting from tomorrow.
That works for me, I must say. If that gets
this is point. Okay for you, Nick?
Whatever suits all of you is fine for me.
Okay. That leaves us with the matter of next meeting. I would suggest we do not go beyond the 7th of May for a date. That is exactly a fortnight from now.
Yeah.
So if I can have a doodle... no, damn it, let's not doodle. Let's say it is the 7th of May at 2200 UTC. If I'm willing to get up at 6 a.m. and talk to you all, you're all just going to have to come. So, 6 a.m. for me, 2200 UTC for the rest of the world. On the 7th of May is our next summit meeting, and you all have a great deal of online and subgroup work to do between now and then. I'd like to thank you all for your patience and for your energy in today's meeting, and certainly those of us who have spoken no less than 4 or 5 times in the last 24 hours. We need to pat ourselves on the back and feel very heroic, either that or all move in together somewhere in cyberspace. I have a couple of people who need to stay on the call, which would include Nick and any staff still here, and Sebastian. We're going to try and get a Zoomie on, and I thank all the rest of you and wish you a very good day, good evening, good morning, as appropriate. Bye for now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, and on my side, good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Who's left?
I'm here.
Hello.
Sebastian, you're still here?
Yeah, I am still here. Just to let you know, Cheryl, I will be in Reston the 6th and 7th of May, and I will try to reach the conf call, but maybe you know I am in the election committee.
Okay, sure. Obviously, anything you wish to raise, you could also raise, in advance. Why I like the Skype chat until we get something else is that you can actually open it up, put something up, and you know everyone else on that list will be able to see and respond to it. So, okay. Now, I don't see a Zoomie online on Skype. Nick, do you have a phone contact? Because I'd really like to finish this second slice of toast soon.
let me see.
Might be able to raise a Zoomie.
I'm thinking I might have, he might have a number in the ALAC contact list.
I have it open, Nick. I can give you his number. Which one would you like? He has a work phone, a home phone, and a mobile.
How many ways, I tell you, I'm so glad I have you around, Matthias, you and Frederick both. You have no idea what a relief it is to have help. And I still am automatically assuming that I have to look everything up. I will get over it. Trust me. I swear to you, I really will get over it. right, how do I call him while I'm on this phone?
Perhaps someone else might need to do that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I have another phone. I have more phones probably than anyone else does on this call, except maybe Cheryl. But then Cheryl makes up for it with pissing snakes, so.
Look, I like to keep you entertained.
I'm telling you, we've got to get the excerpts of that recording. We've got to, you know, because I really want to send it out to the policy unit. I really do. You have no idea how famous you are in the policy unit. You know, honestly, I tell the stories about you and your dead animals and the guns, and they just love it.
Oh, dear. Okay, if I see people backing away up corridors.
No, they just love it. They think it's great. Okay, Izumi. Okay, I've got it here. Oh, you've just pasted it all. Again, I'm still trying to do your job for you. Hold on. I'm just going to try and ring each one and see what I get.
Okay, great. Matthias, while I've got you, I think both actually and Frederick, if he's still on the call as well, you both should have got a couple of action items that you could have created looking at making us work smarter, not harder, based on today's call, and indeed I think probably a lot of what we were discussing about participation will be part of what Frederick needs to be addressing and looking at to make all our communication lives easier and more effective as well.
Cheryl, I'm not sure. No, Frederick is not on the call anymore.
Okay, well, you will pass that on then.
Sure.
So I must say I tend to be a little bit of the dictator from time to time. I actually
It's great. I wouldn't know what to do without you. You keep everybody busy.
Yeah, I can call myself back actually, but hopefully Izumi will be able to dial into this call now, and we can discuss the confusing matters of the time on the schedule for the at-large IPv6.
Yeah, that's been an issue for quite some time now.
Cheryl.
Well, yes. Thank
yeah. We, well, he's there, but he's asleep.
Oh shit.
I just woke the poor bugger up.
Is he joining us?
No.
Okay.
He's going back to sleep. I'm not sure that he would be much help to us, having just spoken to him.
Right.
He didn't actually know who I was until I said my name 3 or 4 times.
Okay. Well, I hope you're actually talking to Izumi and not some strange person in Tokyo.
No, it did actually end up sounding like Izumi, but only after he kept talking for a while.
Right. Look, I'm not going to make myself available endlessly, and particularly on National Days of Remembrance, which is what happens tomorrow in my part of the world. It is Anzac Day.
I'll ring him later and talk
to
him.
We need to sort this shit out.
Yeah, I'll ring him. I'll ring him a bit later. Not I think I'll wait until I get up in the morning.
Okay, well, if I can get you to proxy on our behalf, that would be good. But while I have Sebastian here, Nick, it would be, I think, useful to hear his input on this matter of what on earth this workshop is about, because, like me, he is part of the IPv6 ALAC working group, and we are mystified. So, Sebastian, if you wish to impart any of your concerns or questions, we'll ask staff to proxy for us and get back to us as a matter of urgency on this.
Yeah, and I will answer and ask those questions, but I would like to ask also Nick to discuss that with Ayana Guys, because I guess that one part of the misunderstanding is that what they are willing to achieve, and my feeling is that they want to do 3/4 of a day about IPv6 and to split it in different for different groups. But what it's difficult for me to understand is the title of this meeting, because IPv6 and ICANN at large, I don't see really. And I am not sure that Izumi really agree with that either, because I heard quite often Izumi saying that we need to speak about IPv4 and IPv6, not just IPv6. And then that's the first point. The second, it's that there is a part of the meeting for registrar, that's the needs of the providers, and then what we need to have as discussion is the need of how the users, but the users, not just the at-large one, but all the users, will be involved in this change from IPv4 to IPv6. And I am sure that this subject, as we discuss it in France, we had a meeting with our ministry and with a board member from France and some other people. We discussed that issue, and I am sure that it's something we came back to the board and were already discussed. And I really would like you to not just to discuss with Izumi, but also with ICANN staff involved in that discussion. Sorry for my voice.
No apologies. I love when people sound like Lou Rawls in French.
It's those dulcet tones we all find.
You'll never find.
Okay.
All sorry, right. It's late. I'm losing it.
That's all right. It's early. I've lost it already. I agree very much with everything Sebastian has said, but I would like to raise and have noted, and please feel free to quote this in every forum it is appropriate in, when the average internet user, and that includes at large as a constituency, needs to worry about the protocol their information packets are traveling on, we have lost the plot totally. It is a communication modality. We simply want the bloody thing to work and work better. We don't actually need to be educating the world on the nuances of V4, V6, migration, reselling and secondary market issues. We as at large, and specifically ALAC and the RALOs, need to address policy ramifications on those topics. But as an education and outreach exercise for that much time on the agenda, it is beyond me what the outcomes are supposed to be.
Well, I will talk to Izumi and of course, as you request, the IANA folks and see what it is that they're, what is going on. And something tells me there will be a way to end up with a free hour somewhere in there.
That would be damnably good.
Because honestly, I think it would be, you know, that would be really perfect. An hour instead of half an hour, and early in the week, not late. You know.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charles, and you know better the subject than I know it. I just feel that maybe one thing we can say as user is that exactly what you say, but if we say it during a meeting and in all the people with the same voice saying that what we need is something working and we don't care about your bloody protocol, it may be a good enhancement for everybody to hear that, and that they stop to try to tell us how IPv4 will go to my box and go outside and go to IPv6 and it will be a tunnel and something. Woo! Yes, we don't care, but we have to say that to all the people, and it's why maybe this meeting in ICANN, it's interesting for that point of view.
Yes, and that'll only take us 10 minutes to say, Sebastian, I think.
Yeah, but there is, and I have another concern, it's that I would like to be very sure that all those techies who say you need to go to IPv6 and that's the only way to go, they have a rollback solution.
Let me agree with you, Sebastian, but also make clear, does ALSs and public interest and user peak bodies have a role in ensuring that business cases are developed and that pressure is put on to make the change? Yes, absolutely. But that is a different kettle of fish.
Agree. My point is to say that we don't want to be in the situation or we are hostages because we can't use any more internet or because we have to pay a lot of things because some people or some organization make a wrong decision. Then we need to tell them that what we need is a working internet for 3 billion people, and we don't care how they manage it, but if one solution they are willing to offer us is not working, we hope that they will find another road to give us a solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, do we have any other business we need to discuss then on this call, or can we let those of you who are in your evening go into a slightly more relaxed mode, and those of us who are about to start their day, I need to prepare for a very important meeting, believe it or not, for the IPv6 summit down under in Australia. I'm going to stop saying we don't need to do things on IPv6 and start saying how we are going to do things on IPv6.
I will be very happy if you invite me to speak to your event, Cheryl.
You want to get a speaker's position in the Australian summit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it'll probably be the planning for next year, Sebastian, because we've actually already finalised our speakers for November. But we're always open and interested for points of view. So next time you run across Tony, I would make any proposal for any paper you wish to present. It'd be more than
yeah, great. Oh, that's okay. Thank you, Cheryl. And have a good day, and I will go to sleep.
And you take care of that voice.
Yeah, I will.
And okay. Cheryl, I have to call you right back.
Okay, no problem.
I'll be quick.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.